Hello, everybody, and welcome to Video Store Clerks. What the hell is going on? Your clerks tonight are me. I'm Dave.
Okay, someone introduce yourself. Oh, I guess I'll do it. My name is Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew got loud.
Hi, yes, Andrew.
What's up, guys? I'm Patrick.
I'm Chuck Nasty.
And we are your clerks tonight with New Year. We decided to customers in the to dig up some and to warm our heart for this coming holiday. Gentlemen, if there's any kind of shitty movie you can find, no doubt a natural. They just never work. So some of the worst.
Some of the worst ones. Well, I found some good ones actually. Like I was thinking about it, and I found some good ones.
Let's start on the positive end, though. See, you're always so positive. Okay. We'll start. You're a
guy. I am a very positive person. No one will ever believe you.
I'm sure all Dave lies. Would say that.
All lies.
Dave's my new best friend. We clicked. We clicked on my other podcast.
I can totally see that.
Oh yeah.
And Dave are probably best friends now.
Yeah, in a few minutes you're going to see, like, yeah, I see why the two of these guys get along.
Completely.
This will actually be the first time that me and Dave has hung out since the fucking pandemic. Oh, crap. I said fuck. Oops.
Oh, fuck. 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 Shit.
I was going to say, I say fuck all the time on my podcast, so it should be
over. Yeah. Okay. I made sure to check the
fuck it. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. All right, fellas. Let's not talk all at once here, okay? Jesus Christ, raise your hand. Oh, wait. No.
Audio only.
All right. So let's do this shit.
The floor is yours, Chuck.
The floor is mine? Oh.
Yes, good.
Well, by all means. All right. So I was thinking about it, I'll name one off. And then we can just kind of go around and name some shit. I really actually wasn't thinking of bad movies, honestly. But the one that I'm going to name first is one that I was actually really taken by because I felt that it was very realistic. It's semi-new. Take Shelter came out in 2011, starring Michael Shannon. Which Michael Shannon, he plays in all kinds of shit. But
He's
a great actor. He's a great fucking actor. Yeah. But you know, he was in he played the Iceman. He played Richard Kuklinski, who's a hero of mine. And I just said that anyway. but he played him. He did a great job. He was in a Local H video, which being in a two piece, I love Local H.
Wait, he was in a Local H video? That's badass.
Yeah, that shit up. I can't remember the fucking song, but it's a good one. I mean, Local H doesn't ever do wrong in my eyes or whatever. But like, you can look it up and see it.
Well, they're in Baltimore a lot of the time, so I am very familiar with Local H.
Fuck yeah, and the videos. Michael Shannon's actually very like fucked up on drugs. But anyway, so Take Shelter. Michael Shannon's he's just this blue collar, hardworking man who he gets a premonition. And things start seeming fucking weird. And he's like, I'm building the fucking shelter because you people are stupid. Something's coming. And he builds a shelter, and everybody in the town's calling him crazy. His whole family's being like, man, a mockery of him. Yep. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, though, where like I come from, it reminds me of like my hometown. So like, it's very, you know, very rural, you know, very backwoods, very like country, very like, you know, we love Jesus. Whatever. But people will start, you know, think he's just fucking crazy. And I won't give it away, but there's a really cool ending to it. It's pretty intense. And when that ending happens, you're like, fuck yeah. And that's all I'm going to say.
To check this out, kudos for them to actually representing the rural areas, because the reason why things are so messed up is because people have been ignoring the rural areas. I'm like, oh, a bunch of dumb rednecks. And that's how we got the situation we're in now. with other things, but yeah, the rural area matters, and I think people still need to realize that.
I think some of the best, I think some of my favorite movies, like, you know, are based in like little small country, like, you know, neighbor, like, you know, towns and shit. And
like,
the road.
Like you could just say
the road. There we go. There's a good segue. Go for it.
Awesome. Be there.
Yeah, The Road was like one of those really weird. Okay, so if everyone has heard of Cormac McCarthy, they know this guy is extremely depressing. His books are very dark, but very human.
Yes. Yes.
And everyone's familiar with like Old Country Girl, For No Man, There Will Be Blood, one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Road stars Viggo Mortensen, aka Aragorn.
Mm-hmm.
Aragorn, or whoever is probably saying it wrong.
We're going to offend everybody. Everybody.
Yay!
Basically, everybody. The world is pretty much gone to hell, and it's just him, and he runs into a few people. It's been a while since I've seen it, but basically it's just he finds this girl, and they kind of like are getting along, and then something happens, and then he's by himself, and it's just a lot of crazy stuff from a Cormac McCarthy movie. But the ending, probably one of the darkest endings for a survival disaster movie I've seen. It's just like, wow, there's like no hope in this movie whatsoever.
So it's pretty dark. It's pretty dark.
Any Cormac,
yeah,
it's tragedy.
Well, I mean, you mentioned There Will Be Blood, and that's like, dude, Daniel Day-Lewis. Are you fucking kidding me? I want you to say I denounce God.
Yeah, the
idea of God is false. For no
spoilers, it's horribly. Horribly not funny, but it's just the way that it happens. You're just like laughing. You're like, why am I laughing?
Because he's laughing. But go, he totally puts that fucking like that fake ass preacher, you know, in fucking check. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he puts him. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis plays a fucking complete asshole. He's a horrible father. He's a horrible person in general. And it's just, I know that we're not talking about that, but that movie is, I love that movie so much.
Anyone's never seen it. There was horror, major spoilers.
Yeah. I my last girlfriend, I tried to get her, like, well, my last two girlfriends, I was like, hey, we have to watch this movie. And they were like, okay. And yeah, exactly. If they don't like the movie, they don't fucking fit. You know what I'm saying?
It's just nihilistic and dark movie. And Daniel Day-Lewis is just batshit insane. And freaking Paul Dano, amazing, amazing role that he plays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah,
Preacher's
yeah.
freaking done. You just want to smack the face from the screen.
Paul Dano. I'm really excited to see Paul Dano as the Riddler.
The Riddler. Yeah. Okay, well, screw it.
Oh, shit. I don't know if he was the Riddler. Okay.
Yeah, since he's going to knock that shit out of the park.
Robert Pattinson, let's just say one thing. People have not seen any movies besides Twilight. That kid can act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to knock this shit out of the fucking park. You watch it.
Yeah, so anyway, it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be good.
Robert Pattinson.
So, dude, I want to hear Pattinson say, I don't sparkle. they should just make that a fucking joke in the movie. I don't sparkle.
I think that's why Kristen Stewart didn't like him.
Oh. I'm just waiting for shots to be taken at WB because you know they're gonna do it.
Did somebody say shots? Oh
yeah, WB has been fucking with DC for a while. So I'm waiting for the Batman to fuck with WB.
Well,
the trailers that came for that, man. I can't wait. The Batmobile.
Oh, the muscle car. It looks badass.
I'm pretty excited about it. As a Batman fan, I'm pretty excited. Moving on. Who's next?
Moving on to disaster movies, I will say mine.
Can I have a rant? Just a rant?
He was a big movie of mine growing up. Mars Attacks. The first time I saw this movie, I'm like, is this a real movie? Or is this it's like a documentary or a parody on something?
But like Jack Nicholson, man. Jack Nicholson, Jack two roles.
Sold that movie. And then you got freaking Glenn Close just amazing. And then you got freaking, of all people, you got Tom Jones, the actual person being in a movie, being Tom Jones, and it was
a Tom Jones is a god, okay?
And just
the Tom Jones is a fucking god. I don't want to hear any fucking bullshit.
The plot of the whole movie, basically, you that's just see Tom Jones in the movie. You think he's like a one-off character, but no, he's an important part to the movie. Like, that's really gutsy.
The Who's Who of the time was in that
movie, and to be in most of it.
And including directed by Tim Burton. The Who's Who of that time period was in movie, that yeah. fucking movie.
Well, that was also the big. That was a time when, like, Tom Jones's career was like coming right back to fuck up. Like, yeah, that man had, like, I mean, he still gets panties thrown at him, and he's like in a fucking chair or some shit now. I don't know, but like,
but basically, the premise for people who haven't seen it, it's your typical alien invasion movie, sort of. And the aliens don't respond well. And the alien of things from the 1950s. It's glorious. They never
do. It's good. It's really. I mean, I think it's
funny.
Yes.
The most insane movie that Nicholson's been a part of since, like, The Shining.
Yeah. Now,
I saw that shit at Oh fuck! When the theaters were still in Frostburg, I remember going up there and seeing that. Like. When it was just broken theaters, that was a good time.
The Palace,
it's a fun movie.
Oh yeah, Mars Attacks is like it holds up well. So I haven't seen it in so long, but I kind of want to rewatch it now that I'm mentioning about it. Like Tom Jones being a part of this movie.
Me too. I watched it recently. I watched it recently after I watching it for like fucking like 6-7 years.
Just because it's one of those.
It falls off the radar. I mean, that's the problem. It's one of those that, like, people forget about. And right. We were playing the show in Louisville, and there was a couple people there that were wearing. One guy had a battle vest, and the back of it was a fucking Mars Attacks backpack.
That's so metal. I love it.
I even used my drink ticket on him. All right, because that's what you do sometimes. Yeah, and I had a drink ticket, and I was like, "Hey, man, you're wearing that fucking Mars Attacks. I'm going to use this other drink ticket for you. Let's take a shot." So, yeah, big up to Magbar in Louisville, Kentucky.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is also where the movie opens, in Lockjaw, Kentucky.
Oh, Lockjaw? Really?
I have it on right now. Yeah, I have it on right now.
Where the fuck is Lockjaw at?
That just sounds something so West Virginian. I'm sorry.
That sounds so like ex-girlfriend like 8 years ago.
We're gonna about 15 years. Enemies ago. Or a lot of fans. I wonder if the women will love us.
The women. Hey, look, man. I ain't worried about the women. I got one in mind right now.
I'm gonna kill you, so.
She's probably gonna kill me.
She just hears this, and you're just like, "That's what you think about women, huh?"
She's gonna fucking
forgot about this off. Movie.
Yeah,
the opening when the herd of cows are on fire. I totally forgot about this.
Dude,
Michael Shannon? Because that sounds amazing.
Oh yeah, Jake Shelter. Watch that shit. Anybody out there need to watch that. That's a good one. It's a good one. It really
also,
is.
Also, Ice
like
doing a disservice to your name for that.
Iceman, man. That's
horrifying. He was so accurate.
Which
murdered like freaking gang members, which is amazing.
Pierce Brosnan and Danny DeVito are in this too.
Oh, I'm yeah, sorry. Danny DeVito? Wow.
Stuck on Mars Attacks. Martin Short.
Oh, hey, do you see the parallel there? It's like Danny DeVito was the Penguin and now Paul Dano is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like Mars Attacks. Man, you had so many fucking people. And when it came down to it, you had Pierce Brosnan on fucking.
I forgot about him. He was in there.
Pierce Brosnan. And Jessica, whatever the fuck her name is, Jessica Parker.
That girl.
Yeah,
that one. Exactly.
Like, I'm not really a fan of her, but, you know, she did a good job in this movie. Like, you know.
Absolutely. Jack Black, Pam Grier.
Pam Grier. Wow. Oh, can we just have an episode all about Pam Grier? I love her. My God. She's been a crush of mine since I was younger.
She was phenomenal. And Jackie.
Oh, God. And give me 10 minutes.
So great for freaking Jackie Brown. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Jackson, of course, being Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, the baddest motherfucker in the world. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care what he says, man. You can't be as cool as Sam, man.
No, he is so down to earth and chill. It's absurd. And his wife on the other time.
Vampire. He looks the same as he did when he did Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out.
His wife.
Be cool, baby. Be cool.
The one that says bad motherfucker on it.
His wife, on the other hand, is kind of crazy. So I guess they kind of even each other out.
Oh, man. I shot Marvin in the face.
You shot Marvin in the fucking face. What the fuck, you?
Hey, look at me, bring on bread.
And I will strike you down with furious
great vengeance. Yeah. Oh, my God.
To attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
I always thought it would be some cool ass shit to say to somebody before I pop up.
I know. Fun Easter egg. There's a Pulp Fiction reference in one of the Avengers movies.
Oh, yeah? Is it the one that sucks?
Which one?
I don't know. I don't watch them.
It's the end of Winter Soldier.
Hey, Winter Soldier is literally one of the best movies of the last decade.
No. I'm not arguing that it's not. I'm saying that line is at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
What was the line?
It's on the gravestone.
It's on Nick Fury's gravestone.
Quote unquote gravestone.
Absolutely.
Okay. So after being sidetracked, who's the next person?
Next.
I'll throw this shit out. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go a completely different direction with this. It's still an end of the world movie.
State your name and your number.
no pressure.
Nine.
So I'm going to say Flash Gordon from 1980.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Wow. Okay, because, you're my new favorite person. You mentioned freaking Flash Gordon.
Listen, man, Flash. The movie starts.
Yes. Sorry. Every time someone says Flash Gordon, I have to do Flash.
Ah. Well, you're locked into that now. You're going to have to do that.
Okay.
So, that's just the thing. So,
Flash Gordon.
Flash. Busters.
So the movie. The movie starts.
No one laughs. Make it so awkward.
Dance, monkey, dance.
We're hit already. People love us.
What I got from that was, the movie starts basically. It is the end of the world because, Ming is like, "Oh, what have you brought me today? I want to play with it." And he's like fucking with the planets and shit, and that's like when everything on
Earth. I said to my girlfriends, and they don't like that.
See, I love that you're making Flash Gordon into a bigger movie than probably people remember.
Flash Gordon? You ever seen Flash Gordon?
Yeah, exactly.
What is it, Flash Gordon?
Flash Gordon, come on.
I have not seen that.
Wait, it's a classic.
That's the X-rated version.
Oh. Yeah, now you have to do the dirty version of that now.
Flash.
What? That's pretty dirty. That's pretty dirty.
I think you can get dirtier. You can get dirtier.
What kind of show is this turning into?
Well,
a bunch of lonely people being isolated from a pandemic by stupid people, and so we're getting around.
Let's not make it political. In a video store, sure. And you left us alone with the adult section right there behind the curtain. Behind the curtain, you have to be 18 or older to enter here.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I just want things to be better next year. Damn it.
Oh. I like all y'all motherfuckers, all right? You're all cool as shit.
Man, you know, when you talk about that behind the curtain shit, that reminds me of the very first time that I was old enough to go through the curtain to go look at pornos at the video store. That's what the fuck that reminded me of.
It was conceived, you know, whatever works.
I'm like, oh my
For
God.
For any
look at
kids
the shit
listening
the
in on this show, just remember, do not go behind the curtain until you're 18. Oh, wait, never mind. Video stores don't exist.
You know, in Clark, when Randall goes to the big video store,
I knew there was going to be a clip at one point.
Yeah, it's like he's like he's blowing a load of his pants.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Yeah.
Clerks 2 was good, but I don't know about Clerks 3. The Donkey Show Clerks kind of just said.
Kids today have the internet.
They're right. Why is this happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, we like to go off on track sometimes.
just kill so right.
I'm sorry people talk about donkeys and whatnot. Sorry.
You know, some of us have issues, and we, you know, when donkeys are mentioned, things get crazy. Okay.
I have ridiculous.
So, I think somewhere around here, you should insert the, like a jackass sound, like, ee-haw.
That's like a bloodhound gang fucking like
yeah absolutely there you go
burn motherfucker
burn. Folks we
so
we
far are so far actual. this is fun yeah. I'm enjoying this.
Well, I'm just gonna say Flash Gordon yeah starts out into the world. Oh, Flash yeah. Save the universe great you know kick-ass soundtrack and Max Fonsito. What the fuck else do you need? Max Fonsito.
Yeah,
you know,
rest in peace. That man was a bit.
It's a good weed badass. Movie. It's a good weed movie.
Yeah.
Like yeah that's good. Smoke the fuck up.
And that shit, it's like, also that, a good it, hold, movie. It holds up. It holds yeah. up.
It's also a yeah. good movie without smoking. So just to let people know.
It's a good movie with smoking.
Stick Dude. Your hand in the hole.
Just drink a little whiskey. Dive, my Hawkman, dive! Oh my goodness.
God.
That's pretty
Someone's
good.
Getting crazy. Yeah.
I was clearing my throat. I was just clearing my throat.
Oh.
I swear.
That's
I
what
do
she
that
said?
All the time. Wait,
that's
no,
what
she
left. Said.
She left the room. I don't know.
Oh no. Let's not do that.
She left 15 minutes ago.
Well, oh Dave, god, Dave's wife probably Dave, hates us. She's like, oh god. Here they are. They're all at together.
No, this is exactly what I expected.
No, this is actually great. Like I think funny. All of you are my best friends now.
Pretty much.
This shit's money, I'm telling you.
See, you only know me on Facebook. That's how I am in real life. Dave will know. Dave knows. He knows how I am.
I mean, you all could be my friend on Facebook too.
Wait. You're Chuck, right?
Why?
Yes,
I think I'm friends with the other guy in the band.
Josh?
Josh, yeah.
Small world.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Josh added me to friends, Sweet. and then he commented on one of the concept art stuff. You want to say, well, I still feel bad. Like, don't worry.
Well, we are always a band that we want to collaborate with people.
That's cool.
Josh has a side project that he does. It's like noise grind kind of shit.
Oh, kind of like what I do. Only
right, yeah. I mean, yeah. And so he's looking for like vocalists for like guest appearances and shit on his album.
I like
guest so. Hit him up, man. Hit him the fuck up. And for the record. Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat and Woundscraper.
Woundscraper. Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah. Woundscraper is Josh's project. That's his baby, and it's fucking amazing, and it's cool as fuck. And yeah. You should hit him up.
Cool.
Okay, Dave, since everyone else has talked, you should talk about your end of the world movie.
No shit. Yeah, we're all just fucking yapping over here.
Fuck. Dave is just
we're
like
a bunch of assholes. God damn it. I'm so mad right now.
Put your dick down and finally like talk for a little bit.
I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying.
Oh,
myself.
I know.
I will say, you have no idea. That's why it's audio only.
We gotta rate this podcast MA.
No, the bad thing is somebody else has to rate this podcast.
God, what do we rate this? Well, they say a few words. Well, it's just PG-13.
They're gonna fucking love it. It's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna be amazing. They're gonna like this.
It's gonna be the best podcast.
It's gonna be great.
Ever.
It's gonna be the best podcast you'll ever imagine.
Wait.
It's gonna be fucking great.
The disclaimer to say
that was pretty good and terrifying.
At the same time,
it's gonna be.
Well, I don't understand what the problem is. Okay, I don't understand it. It's fake.
Fake podcast. Fake podcast.
I understand the problem. Dave, talk.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Good. I was gonna say this podcast, I'm entertained at the same time.
I'm crying, laughing over here. This is like the funniest thing I've been a part of in a long time.
It's always fun and games
until somebody gets their hole filled. What?
Well, they get their hole filled. It's always fun and games until somebody loses an eye, and then you lose an eye
with a soldering iron,
and you're fucked.
That makes sense.
I know exactly what you're trying to do. You need more cowbell. Yeah, Dave knows that I can do some voices. Okay, Dave. Movie.
Okay, movie.
Movie.
Ever since I was 10 years old, I wondered what would have happened had the Gremlins got out on the streets of New York City in Gremlins 2.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, yes, yes.
So I don't know. Maybe I thought of my own End of the World movie. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're four guys in a fucking video store doing a podcast. Who cares? Who's keeping score, right?
So about how it was hanging out in the comic book store. Yeah.
Nice.
Toy companies buy for the
record store.
Make the action figures.
I mean, I love all you motherfuckers by now at this point.
Yeah, you're my new best friends.
You're my new best friend.
Who wants the Aerosmith song from Armageddon stuck in their head?
Oh, motherfucker, stop that shit.
Jesus,
I don't
want to
miss a thing.
I can't. I hate Aerosmith.
That is it right there.
That was the death of Aerosmith, in my opinion. We're just going to offend a lot of boomers. Yeah, sorry, people. Aerosmith died after Armageddon came out.
I mean, I thought they did a good job, but whatever.
Did they, right around that same time, is that when they did the crying, amazing, whatever shit? Oh, yes, it all sounded just like that. Exactly like that. They all found the fucking same.
It wasn't even as good as that.
No, that was way better. I'd buy the t-shirt.
Tyler got off the drugs.
I don't want to miss anything.
This is what I do. This is what I do. I wind everybody up, and I just sit back and listen.
Fuck Aerosmith.
Fuck
Aerosmith. Fuck Aerosmith. Fuck Aerosmith.
Good for a certain time.
Fuck Aerosmith.
A great singer.
Hey, you know what? I still say that the Nine Lives album was the best one they put out, okay? Because it was catchy. I'm sorry, Pump was good too. Other than that, fuck them.
It's hard for me to get past Pump. I was like, I stopped after Pump.
Get a grip. Get a grip.
Get a grip.
Something's wrong with the world today. Fuck. We all know what it is. Something's wrong with their eyes.
I touched the nerve.
I'm sorry. If that's
how you sing for the band, I would be like, oh my god, this is great.
Fuck Aerosmith.
That's what you say when before you start playing in the band. By the way, anyone likes Aerosmith? Fuck Aerosmith. We're bastards.
I have before, actually. I've done that with Aerosmith and Def Leppard.
Oh, no, no.
If you like Def Leppard, fuck them. Enjoy us.
or Guns N' Roses.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, everybody wants to bitch about Def Leppard. Here's the thing. Yeah. All right, yeah, he has one arm. Good job.
Yeah, he can drum.
Cool. Good job. That's awesome. He can do that shit. That's cool. It doesn't mean your band doesn't suck.
After Slippery When Wet, it's just... Oh, wait, sorry, that's Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. And they suck, too. Oh, it's like you're trying to trigger my ass right here.
What about the Scorpions?
Oh, hey, I love the Scorpions. Scorpions!
I'll meet you in Gorky Park.
I like scorpions, man. I like scorpions.
I do love too. I
love better than that pedophile Bon Jovi.
Oh, oh my god!
She's a little runaway. She's 15. You fuck.
Okay. Even though you might not like his singing, he's an amazing human being, and his restaurant, he actually...
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he's great. Songs all about underage girls.
Well, just to be fair, Alice Cooper wrote a song called I'm 18.
But he had a reason. Hey, you don't fuck with Alice Cooper.
Isn't that legal, though? I'm 18, I'm legal.
I'm 18, I mean, though.
True. It was still
I'm 18.
Okay. It was.
I'm 18. Was a little different. It was a little different. Okay. It was a little fucking different. Well, how are we starting here? What are we doing? No, I like this. This is good.
We all grew up listening to that, though.
My little runaway. She was fucking 15. 15, you fucks. And you hold them so high.
Oh, God. Okay.
Fun Bon Jovi.
Oh, you're fucking killing me.
Fun Bono.
Thank you. Saw YouTube Live, and let's just say 45 minutes.
So, anyway, disaster film.
I'm not even joking. It's literally what he was talking about. Like the rainforest.
I like the rainforest.
It really is like we're trying to trigger him.
Not Bono rant about an hour.
I did it for the starving children. You got it. Hey now.
We're just aiming for all the
whiskey is gone. My whiskey's gone.
What next? Are we going to make fun of the Rolling Stones? I mean, the Rolling Zombies?
No. Hey, you leave Rolling Stones alone. Leave Rolling Stones alone. All right.
No one's
really
looking.
Is like you're trying to
look, hey, no other band is. They're a bunch of zombies, okay? Like you said, they're on stage. They're doing their shit.
Don't move at all.
Okay? You ever seen that fucking Masters of Horror, like Dance of the Dead thing? It's like, it's just like that. It pretty much is. It's they're being shocked to play their instruments. It's really bad.
See, Chuck is okay. The employee that we can never put. To deal with the customers.
Fuck people.
We keep him in the back.
Yeah, this is usually how it goes.
Okay. Now, Dave.
They bring me out for the big
movie for the third time.
Oh yeah, we're talking about something like specific. How the fuck am I out of whiskey already? Jesus.
That's what the fuck I said too.
That is the best response. Daystar dog, how the fuck am I?
I started talking about Gremlins 2, and then
that's right, Gremlins 2.
As a good one, and then I went off on Armageddon as a bad one.
Oh, see, I didn't even hear Armageddon.
That's how we got here.
It was like Aerosmith, and I'm like.
And that was just it.
I got a big mouth.
That was the fucking trigger.
That's why we're in love with Big Mouth.
Is it that, in that Def Leppard song they say Armageddon it? Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Armageddon it.
I hate
it. Armageddon. Fuck that. Fucking horrible. Horrible.
No. It wasn't that. It was Let's Get Rocked. That's what it was. Remember the video for Let's Get Rocked?
No.
And they played it all the time.
Oh,
it
was all like the fucking time. That was the same time as the Aerosmith shit. It was the same fucking time. They were sucking each other's dicks. It was the same fucking time.
I had another.
I like
trigger.
How we it just devolved into a fucking Aerosmith.
Where the fuck are we at? Yes, like who's next? Who's next?
We've lost control of this shit. It's done.
It's crazy.
By the way, we don't hate Aerosmith. As
oh,
bad.
No. We hate Aerosmith. It's okay. We hate Aerosmith. It's okay. We hate him. Chuck Nasty hates Aerosmith. There we go.
Hey, you know what's funny, though?
That wasn't clear.
I rarely listened to a nasty, disgusting fart that there might be some diarrhea in it and listen Chuck, to Aerosmith.
What? Chuck, I can segue off of that. I can.
Oh right, there we listen, go. There you listen, go.
All right. You ready for this? Ready for this? I'm going to blow your mind.
Swift it.
All right.
There
here
you
we go.
Go.
Here we go. So you're talking about like a fart and then diarrhea and whatnot. Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith is a fucking funny song to hear in a public restroom. Right in the public, as you're taking a shit, you're back in the saddle.
That's right.
Fucking funny.
Fuck Aerosmith. Fuck that bullshit.
Well, I guess we just lost all our Aerosmith fans.
Fuck Aerosmith. If you're that big of an Aerosmith fan to where like this makes you mad, then yeah, I don't want you listening to me. Fuck off. Go listen to Black Sabbath. Go listen to Thin Lizzy. Go listen to Mountain. Go listen to anybody but. Fuck Aerosmith. I hate Aerosmith. I'm sorry. I do.
Oh, my side hurts.
It's same.
Well, at least at your heart.
I don't want to.
At least it's at your heart. Oh, touche.
Oh, wait.
There's no heart with Aerosmith, okay?
Who's a dunk?
Jody's got her gun.
Who's a Duncan fan? Duncan.
Duncan? Yeah. Duncan Donuts?
Like the like a fucking donut? What?
That did Dream Dunkin' Warriors. Nightmare 3. Nobody.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now, buddy.
Dream Warriors, right? Wait, was that 4?
Yeah, no, that was 3.
Okay.
I really like our dynamic. I love how the fact that we are on the same page at all. It's great. It's cool.
I just watched a shit ton of horror growing up. Like at four years old, I watched Hellraiser and Pink
Oh my
Blood
god!
So that's probably why I turned out the way I did.
I have a Lemurchus box tattooed around my elbow.
Nice. I have the box. I have a 3D printed box.
The box. Nice. You opened it. We came. Angel to some, demons to others.
That's going in.
Yes. What was that? There is no pleasure without pain.
Yeah.
No crying child. It's a waste of perfectly good suffering.
That's pretty good. We're all big Doug Bradley fans here.
No, man. I'm a Clive Barker guy, and Doug Bradley has proven over and over again how amazing of an actor he is. I mean, there's this YouTube channel. Grim Life Collective, and they were
I've seen that.
They were at the you know what I'm talking about. They were at the Buffalo Bill House, Sausage Lambs, and Doug Bradley was there, and because his wife loves the fucking whole thing, and he's really a cool motherfucker. I had a friend years ago that got fucking smashed with him.
Nice.
And all he had to do was hand him a bag of White Castle burgers. He's like, I heard that you're really into White Castle. Doug Bradley goes, yes, I am, actually.
It's so British.
Yes,
I am.
And my buddy Ryan was like, I happen to have many, many White Castle burgers for you.
Sold.
Well, I need you to get in the car, and we're going down to a pub. And they got fucking like trashed, ate a bunch of fucking burgers, and Tony Todd and Robert Englund have joined them. I kind of hate that guy now. It's like
that's probably the best hangout ever. Tony Todd and freaking Robert Englund. They were probably talking about back in the day when things were cheap.
You know, Tony Todd, I remember, actually,
when things were affordable.
Tony Todd actually has a twin brother. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Todd Tony?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. That is so dumb. I can't believe you laughed at that. Damn it.
I could help it.
Todd Tony. I'm in that kind of mood.
What kind of bullshit is this? I'm so mad right now. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so a good movie for the end of the world, I thought, and mostly critics agree, but fuck critics, is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie. It literally had one of the best that you really didn't know at the time. You had the Arthur Dent, who was an unknown actor at the time, who played later, one of the guys from Lord of the Rings, or not Lord of the Rings. He's in the Sherlock BBC show. Him.
He played.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Fuck. What the fuck's his name? Is it Martin Freeman?
Yeah, Martin Freeman.
Do your research, motherfucker.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We're such great movie guys. We can't remember freaking Martin Freeman. Go.
No, it's like a video store. It works.
But yeah. Freeman is like phenomenal in that, and I was just really amazed how terrible Arthur Dent was in that movie. It's like that you go back and look at it, you're like, that's Martin Freeman we were insulting.
Dude, he was
the perfect Arthur Dent, because I've read the book and the book's hysterical, but the movie was like, wow. You had Alan Rickman, rest in peace, who played
the
paranoid android, perfect, because he's just funny sometimes. And my crush, Zoe Deschanel as Trillian. Oh, she was
lover, lover. Oh my god!
But then you had Zaphoid Beeblebrox being played by the amazing Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Before everyone knew about him. In that was just so absurd. It fit so well.
Most Def was in that too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Nighy.
Most Def.
Of all the people. Bill Nighy was in the movie. Like,
nice.
Body in this.
But most Def, let's be honest here, most Def was also in Faux Blogs, which was a very ridiculous fucking movie. It's like, how many fucking, like, all right, 12 blocks. You have to get through those 12 blocks, and it's the same shit over and over again. And it's like, what?
But for anyone not familiar with like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it essentially involves a very average guy getting the wake up call where they're just like, oh yeah, interstellar space station, road system going to be installed on Earth. Oh, you're gonna die. The whole time he's freaking out about dying. Everyone's just like, oh, well, I can't wait for the interstellar space, spaceport in very British fashion. And, you know, they go to the pub and get drunk. Like, you know, all British people do, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I will throw out there real quick that, you know, when it comes down to that, I think that all people would get drunk.
True. But it just seems British people love to go to the pub when things get bad. And so, well, some hygiene too.
And I go to the liquor store when things get bad. Whatever.
True. But then, part about the entire movie, if you haven't read the book, the joke about 42 that you see a lot of memes of play, that's all I will say. The end of the movie is just like disappointing to some people because they don't get it. That's how I feel. Like, it's hilarious because it's not supposed to be understood. It's the brilliance of British humor.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
Ask a question? What movie was this we're talking about again?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Again, the ending is so convoluted for no reason. But the point is, that's why it is. There is no point. And that we're all just
kind of like the show.
No, this show is great. This is awesome. We should do this all the time.
It's literally an hour.
Yeah, I won't. I won't be this intoxicated all the time.
Why not?
That's damn it. I probably will be. It's a lie. It's a complete lie.
Just gonna force you to drink whiskey.
Do it more. It might be my only way to do it. Actually, I kind of promised someone recently I'm gonna quit drinking. So.
Sorry,
she does. Yeah, well, she.
That's right. Do it for the lady, because she doesn't want to miss a thing.
Oh, fuck off!
That was perfect. If I had a
vibe again,
playing that.
Oh my god!
Sorry. Well, you guys are fun. I like this. This is great. My neighbors are probably wondering what the fuck is going on right now.
What the
fuck? Why is he screaming? Is he acting that way?
Why?
He's just an angry man.
Okay, moving on.
Hold on. I'm going to pause for a second. Hold on, just for a second. So, hey, I do know a British guy. He's actually Welsh. It's close enough.
Close enough.
Okay. Right. It's just across like a body of water. It's fine. It's close enough. But this, he works at Disney, but I watched this motherfucker like do this shit like right in front of me. We're standing in line for a ride, and he goes up and he goes, "Watch this. If you're British and you speak in a British accent, people will just like get out of your way and give you what you want." Motherfucker went up there and like said, we were late for the ride or whatever. I mean, whatever he spun, they moved out of the fucking way. And he's like, "See, when you're British, you get what you want."
Wow.
I was like, "Motherfucker, really?" I seen it happen. All right, I'm done.
Jesus,
I'm
done. Fucking all this fangirl.
Pandemonium, chaos. First episode. Here we are, folks.
That's it, kids. And it's about time for us to clock out for the night, but I'd say
clocking the fuck out.
We had a pretty good introduction with what the fuck awaits us in future episodes of Video Store Clerks. Pandemonium and chaos.
So real quick, let's go through real quick and just kind of talk about like what each of us like do and like where you can find us and all that stuff, whatever. Dave, go first, bro.
All right. I'm Dave.
Put your dick down.
Somewhat responsible for this.
Oh, God. Somewhat.
It can't be that distracting. Come on.
Keep it up with me proud, bro. No, seriously. Dave, go on.
Yeah. Look us up on YouTube, Facebook. We're under Night to Dawn Productions.
Okay, damn. I'll go next.
Okay.
So my name is Andrew, or the multi-talented, I guess, crazy person behind Dream State Nightmare, a upcoming concept album with a crazy like twist with a comic to explain the world that I'm building more so.
Nice.
About the dangers of cryptocracy and making fun of cyberpunk because everybody thinks it's a great society to live in. Guess what? It's not. You can find me on Facebook. Oh, actually, no, you can't. I don't have a band Facebook, a band page on there. You can find me on Instagram at Dream State Nightmare, on YouTube at Dream State Nightmare, and my own website, thanks to Dave, dreamstatenightmare.com. Oh, and TikTok. God, I have too many things. Oh, and Twitter, apparently, too. Yep, I'm on too many things. All right. Yep, Nightmare.
Blah, blah, I'm going to start Twitter soon. I can't promise it's going to be good. Next!
At 84. There you go.
Well, hey, Chuck, do you want to... I ain't got much to say. I'll just go ahead. Patrick, and I ain't got anything going on but what we're doing right now. So, otherwise, if you live in the area, I just work in LaVale. I don't know what else to say. You know, this is what I got going on.
Well, at least you're honest. That's all. So, Andrew, Patrick, Dave.
Yep.
You're up.
I'm Chuck Nasty. And I appreciate the fuck out of you all and to be a part of this.
Yeah, that was fun.
My band, Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. Check us out on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast. Like, the list just goes on. You know where to go. I'm also, Tell Us in the Podcast, last 2G1C on YouTube and Facebook every other Friday. I do on here on Anchor. I do Nasty Nation and I do Graveyard Talk with my buddy Whitman, who is an amazing photographer and very talented. The guy knows how to fucking get some women for some fucking photos. Like, hey, Whitman's good shit. All right, so that's where my shit's at. Man, you all been fun.
Go on. Yeah, this has been a good time. It's been a good time.
I've laughed in a long time.
All right, so thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. And happy
if you want to tune in, it's up to you. Yeah, that's right. See you next year.
Yeah, happy New Year, eat a dick.
You guys.